use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, pause it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick.
You know, I got a feeling this episode, based on what we were just talking about, I've got a feeling this might actually be a crappy episode. So I'm going to start the show with glow-in-the-dark toilet paper.
You would.
I would. 9 out of 10 nocturnal bathroomers agree this is the wave of the future. The 10th person, they just peed in their bed.
Or all over the side of the toilet seat.
Because they couldn't.
And they just wiped themselves with, you know...
Like their t-shirt.
Shampoo.
With shampoo?
Yeah, it happened to me once. Or twice.
You mistook toilet paper and shampoo.
Hey, it could happen to anyone.
It really couldn't, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, this is Stephen.
And this is Chris.
And you're listening to That Computer Show, your source of the latest in gaming, technology, and shampoo news. And... I don't know. What did you just do? Did you just... You just free-based nuclear energy potion powder?
Yeah.
We're going to tell you about a new product we have at That Computer Store that has really got us glowing in the dark.
Plutonium style.
Yeah. Well, this is fun stuff. Here's some creepy news for you. A Pennsylvania school spies on its students from home through their webcams. You're gonna love how this story broke.
You know, I have something to say about that.
I think we have a lot to say about that. Also, online attacks on Google by the Chinese have been allegedly linked to 2 Chinese schools.
Your homework for today is to hack Google.
Gosh, man, come on. Getting kids to do your dirty work. Really? Really, China? Come on. Wow. And Hulu may charge a subscription fee for the use on your iPad. Just another reason to go out and buy one as soon as you can. Wow. Yeah, all that and more on today's episode 124 of That Computer Show.
They let us do this many times.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, it's wow.
I just wait till they figure out.
So glow-in-the-dark toilet paper. This is, you know, Device.com really has got some stinkers this week. glow-in-the-dark toilet paper proves the future has finally arrived. Not quite sure how. Okay, I'm just going to read this. Do you stumble around in the bathroom at night when you don't want to wake up your significant other with a light? Well, no more! Say hello to glow-in-the-dark toilet paper. These rolls glow-in-the-dark after being exposed to light all day, illuminating your throne with no additional light needed. Sure, it might be weird to wipe with something that's glowing under its own power, but I'm sure it's perfectly safe. What could possibly go wrong? Yes, Leviticus?
I've got this strange rash.
Why are you and others sleeping in the bathroom?
That's awkward wording is what that is.
What makes it glow?
It's probably the same light reactive luminescent material that's in exit signs, you know, when the power goes off.
Do you know what powers that?
I used to. There was a thing on
if you flip one of those exit signs over, it says do not disassemble.
No.
And it's got the radioactive symbol on the back of it because those things are powered by an isotope. Yes. It's radioactive exit signs.
Really?
I certainly hope that it's not the same.
Well, see, now, I don't know, because the stuff...
One of my friends stole one from a theater, and we took it apart.
This is the same stuff that's in bouncy glow-in-the-dark bouncy balls, and Emmy's...
Well, that's phosphor, luminescence, basically.
And
so
I'm pretty sure that's
how long would you have to have the lights on before the toilet paper would gain enough to phosphorescence to glow?
I don't know. Probably most of the day.
I certainly hope it's a phosphorescent style that, you know...
You can see where you wiped.
Wow.
Ah, goodness.
It both of you at the same time.
I like the comments on this particular article. The second one is just... Gross.
I just...
Oh, goodness. And the other comments are, now you can see in the dark... The lint left behind on your...
Oh, dear. No.
Honey, why is your butt glowing?
Wow.
Just the glow medium wipe off on your behind.
Yeah, hope when you wipe the glow does rub off.
Okay, so we have went ahead...
What do you say to your significant other when your junk is glowing green?
Goodness.
Wow. Okay, I told you. I warned listeners, if any of you are still actually there, I warned you. Okay, moving on. Page 2. Pennsylvania school. Have you read about this, Chris?
I read a little bit about it yesterday.
I found a link on Device and on /. School accused of spying on students through laptop webcams, as reported by Device.com. Well, A Pennsylvania school district has been accused of secretly spying on its students through, believe it or not, the webcams in their laptops.
Yeah.
Whether or not they're at school. The district, which gave laptops to all of its students, aw, was apparently able to activate the webcams remotely. Oh. This was discovered when a student was... This is what really... Okay. And I quote, "This was discussed when a student was disciplined for, quote, improper behavior in his home, with the vice principal using a photo taken from his laptop's webcam as evidence."
Okay, so supposedly we don't know what the inappropriate behavior was, but they got pictures of it on the laptop?
Screenshot or it didn't happen.
What is this principal doing?
What was the kid doing?
It doesn't matter.
It really doesn't, because that is an invasion of privacy.
It is. Kids will be kids. They'll do whatever.
Double, super top secret.
Yeah. I mean, I have a webcam at home that sits on top of the monitor.
You need
desktop.
To stop right there, Chris. Really, and, this is a family show.
I mean, I don't even use it right now, but anytime it's plugged in and I'm not using it, I point it at the wall. Just because I don't want people staring at me while I'm staring at the screen.
You're going to get hacked. Well, this on Slashdot, the FBI is apparently probing... The vice principal. No, the FBI is probing the Pennsylvania school webcam spy case.
This particular story is just full of innuendos.
It really is. Quote, "The FBI opened its investigation after news of the suit broke on Thursday," the law enforcement official said. Montgomery County District Attorney Risa Vetri Furman, are these real names? "May also investigate," she said Friday. Her office is looking to see whether there are potential violations of potential criminal laws. Now, this could go all sorts of wrong directions, because I'm sure some of these kids are kids, and these people are, you know, just...
Now, and I understand, okay, to make this story make a little bit more sense, software was installed on, what was it, like 4,200 of these MacBooks for the students, that were supplied to the students for using in the schools. The software was initially installed on the systems so that... that powder is making me lose like the use of the tip of my tongue. It's really strange.
We'll talk about that in a second.
It was installed on the system so that for anti-theft, basically, one of the laptops was stolen, they could remotely pull it up and be able to see who stole the laptop. I guess the software was written in such a fashion. I don't know if you remember, about 2 years ago, a laptop was recovered from theft because the owner of the laptop IM'd himself and brought up the webcam of that laptop and saw the person who had stolen it and knew that person and went and got his laptop. Well, this software was developed in that fashion and was installed on all these machines. But it's being used to, apparently, spy on the kids or when they're using the machines, not when they're stolen. So,
yeah, this is... what I don't understand is why somebody at some point didn't think, this might be a bad idea and might backfire on us. Like,
yeah.
The common sense gene is apparently, not in
I can schools. Understand and get behind software LoJack style mechanisms where you try and locate a machine based on, you know, other factors. It's MAC address, it's IP address, GPS, but turning on the camera. That is an invasion of privacy, because it is something that can be used to for malicious things, even when the system's not stolen.
Embarrassing. I mean, perfect example. My laptop's open. I'm working on it, and maybe I'm getting dressed for bed, or just got out of the shower, or whatever. And yeah, I don't need that, really. Not unless people are paying. I'm just saying. All right, moving on. We're gonna. Okay, so we all know that Google was hacked by China.
Yeah.
Actually, according to one of our friends, there's actually a Shadowrun-esque conspiracy behind that.
I'm doubting the validity of said information. So
yeah, it's too fantastical to be real. But so apparently, two Chinese schools are reportedly tied to the attacks. The Shanghai Jiaotong University at the Langxiang Vocational School. Jiaotong has one of China's top computer science programs. We all know that. I mean, really, come on.
Yeah, they gave Stanford. They put the smackdown on Stanford and other top flight universities.
Just weeks ago they won the International Computer Programming Competition, the Battle of the Brains by IBM. Mm-hmm. That's where they beat up. Now, Langxiang is in East China's Shandong province. Wow. It's a vocational school. It was established with military support and trained some computer scientists for the military. What did I say that was funny? That's wrong. So, yeah, looks like the attacks on Google and other American corporations have been traced to computers at two educational institutions. Booyah. Booyah. Now, this was reported by the New York Times. What do you think of this, Chris? What do you think?
I think it's kind of scary that governments are basically waging war against companies. And Google's response was to just basically pull out of China, and which I think is appropriate. And they're pressuring Yahoo, which really doesn't have a search engine anymore, according to recent news, to pull out of China as well. So you heard that the merger between Microsoft and Yahoo, as far as search goes, is approved.
Yeah, that is it a merger so much as it is a licensing deal?
Well, all of Yahoo's search will now be powered by Bing.
Bing!
And all of the ad stuff, ad selling and ad advertisement business is going to go to Yahoo. So Yahoo is going to no longer be a search engine at all. They're just going to be an ad revenue company.
Wow.
Which is easy for me to just go ahead and add them to my block list of companies that I usually block for just blatant advertisements. I'm one of those that I don't really care for billboards on the highways. I'd also want billboards on my internet, on my information superhighway.
You know what I do want, though?
I hate to do what was called that.
I'm a blatant sellout. We talked about Yowza, right? Have we talked about Yowza?
Yes, we have. Yowza is really cool.
Yowza is basically an application invented in part by the founder of the founders. Greg Grunberg, friend of mine, you may know him as Matt Parkman on Heroes, responsible for some major plot shifts in this season's.
I'm wondering if you are a sellout or if he is like, pointed his finger at you and made his.
He just controlled my brain.
Yeah, controlled your brain and making you say all this right now.
Well, see, here's the thing. I went to Toys R Us the other day, and I'm good now. Yeah, it was sounding weird. I'm good. Whoa, what the? Did you just? What?
Chris.
Wow. So, I went to Toys R Us the other day, and I was like, I wonder if there are any cool coupons on Yowza. And I did, and it was 20% off Legos. So I bought some Star Wars Legos for the store.
Cool.
So I didn't sell out. I actually made money off of this.
Hey, I'm down for any advertising that gets me free stuff or a certain percentage off or coupons. That's pretty cool.
That computer store is the first advertiser on Yowza in South Carolina.
Interesting.
Yeah, and so right now, if you go to Yowza, if you're within like 25 miles of the store, you get a Yowza coupon. Basically, gives you free game time.
That's flipping sweet.
We'll be adding some other offers soon, but we have officially joined Yowza. I am not sure if the ads are showing up yet. Actually, as of today, February 20th, 2010. Is it 2010 or 2010?
2010, according to some grammar Nazis.
Wow, interesting. Okay, we've just taken this journey together, and there is more to come, so sit tight and don't be dumb. I just wrote that myself. That Computer Show will be right back after these cheesy sellout messages with more cool news, like a competitor to the iPad in the HP Slate, Star Trek Warp Speed Impossible, because you would be killed by the very atoms around you. Interesting, I don't believe it, because LeVar Burton's on my Twitter, so I know he survived. Stay tuned. That computer, which is Jang Dong for That Computer Show. We'll be right back.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves.
with me.
About Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. Every day is different. Sometimes Valpak.com has savings on long-distance service. Other times, you might find discounts on long-distance travel. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. Depending on when you visit Valpak.com, you might find savings on pet care, car care, or even hair care. You could come across a coupon for martial arts or save on CDs from the top of the charts. At Valpak.com, you're in control. Just click the coupons that interest you and print them out any day, anytime. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online
this
for you.
This is Internet Radio. It is diverse and far more entertaining than conventional over-the-air radio. It gives you something you can't get from other forms of audio media. It gives you music you might not hear anywhere else. It gives you interesting points of view and experimental methods of production and content. It's a new type of radio. But there are those that want it gone. There are people who want to take this all away from you. They say that by hearing their product over the internet that they're getting cheated out of millions of dollars. Let's see. You hear their music and decide to buy it. How does that cheat them? You like their product and choose to spend money on it, and that cheats them how? In a free world, people are supposed to have a choice about where they get their entertainment, and your independent internet broadcaster is being threatened by big money conglomerates who demand you do it their way. If you want a free internet radio community, you need to take some positive action now. Not tomorrow, now. Send an email to copyinfo@loc.gov. That is copyinfo, copyinfo, @loc.gov. Tell the Librarian of Congress that the World Wide Web is for all people, broadcasters and listeners alike, who are entitled to enjoy this new technology without the threat of the extortion that the big money music interests are proposing. Small internet broadcasters simply cannot afford to pay an inflated per song per listener fee, and you want the free expression of music as art to remain just that, free for all.
It's the Onion Radio News. A health food worker dies of vitamin lung. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Dwayne Christopher, longtime manager of the Brook Street Health Food Co-op in Sausalito, California, died over the weekend following a three-month battle with vitamin lung. Dr. Arthur Washington was Christopher's attending physician.
Decades of inhaling vitamin dust brought about a lethal accumulation of particles in Mr. Christopher's lungs, ultimately cutting off his oxygen supply. We also believe that bee pollen may have been a factor.
At Christopher's funeral visitation held at the Golden Gate Virtual Mausoleum in San Francisco, he was said to look unusually natural and fit for a 57-year-old dead man. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, load it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quickly.
And we are back with more of That Computer Show. Actually arguing about how bad Chris's Australian accent is.
He says it sounds more like a New Zealand accent.
It does.
I think
you'd
be wrong.
It sounds like our buddy from South America, the DVD guy, the DVD region guy. You sound just like him.
You're kind of right.
Yeah, yeah. Now you hear in your head. You're listening to us live from thatcomputershow.net as we broadcast from the blah blah blah.
Man, wow. I'm.
Can we call that this room?
The problem is I've had I put nuclear energy potion powder stuff into a vitamin water energy, and my tongue is moving too fast for the rest of my brain.
It's got a mind of its own,
which would be great in some entertainment circles, but I can't seem to talk right now.
Reminds me of a video I saw on Live Leak the other day.
But it's actually pretty good. Yeah, speaking of which, if you frequent that computer store, which I know you all do, you've seen the mana energy potions, which are awesome, the health potions, and the blood, which I thought was kind of freaky, but very popular. We just got the new one in. Do you have yours, Chris? Can I see
it? I've consumed it. It is...
Let's see the packaging.
Plutonium Energy Powder.
Plutonium Energy Powder! It is by the fine people at Harkos. Plutonium Pear, Uranium Yellow Cake, and Radium Raspberry Lemonade. It's a pixie stick on steroids. Basically, it is a nuclear fuel rod of powder that colors your mouth and has 90 milligrams of caffeine. So it's about the same amount of caffeine as a cup of coffee, but a whole lot more fun to consume.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently very good when mixed in with a That Computer Star water in a bottle made with real water. Little Kitten loves it with Multi-V. And I just tried Plutonium Pear with Vitamin Water Energy. And my brain is, short-circuiting pure energy.
Thank you, Spock.
This stuff is awesome. For some reason, it reminds me of the one where Spock's brain got removed. Anyway, okay, what are we talking about? Intellectual property. Yeah, I do want to talk about that. Inner Zone?
Inner Zone, yes.
Okay, why don't you school us on this while I try and get my tongue in check?
Earlier this month, Mike Turner, the CEO of Inner Zone, went and snuck into his building and removed the servers and all of the intellectual property contained within.
I don't think that's smart.
Stuck them into his car and was about to get away when some of the staffers actually kind of showed up with video cameras and basically asked him, "Hey, Mike, what you doing?" And Mike said, taken off. And he was. He was taken off, avoiding a huge $1.5 million tax debt that he owes the Australian government and $500,000 debt that he owes the employees who have been diligently working at InterZone without pay so they can get their game released.
Wow.
And hopefully turn around the company. Yeah.
That's dedication and being punished for it.
And Mike saw the writing on the walls and decided to tuck tail, take his property, which really isn't his, and start over again in Ireland. It's hard enough to understand what Australians are saying, and you're going to take your stuff to Ireland?
I think it's because Ireland is fast becoming known for its it's a tax haven for companies. I know Microsoft does a lot of work out of Ireland because they don't have to pay taxes on it like they do in the U.S.,
I'm trying to sift through the article to try and figure out what game it is that InterZone Perth, which is located in Western Australia, I'm trying to figure out what game it is they're working on. It looks like it's football, spelled F-U-T-E-B-O-L. There's video of it. We'll link it so you can see all the fun. This guy basically gets caught red-handed trying to steal from his own company.
What a schmuck.
Yeah, and what ripping off his hard-working employees. Yeah. Apparently, his code is going to go up on the auction block.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be great. So, laugh with me and check out the That Computer Show online site and watch the video. It's pretty funny.
What a schmuck. Did you know that Kevin Smith is fat?
Kevin Smith?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily call him fat. He's a little big. He's a little thick.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, according to Southwest Airline, yeah, I'm going to link it to you.
Hey, Kevin link Smith, it to me, because
Kevin Smith is so fat they kicked him off the plane because he's fat.
Kevin Smith's not fat.
That's what I'm thinking. Like Silent
unless
Bob.
He's gained some weight.
Yeah.
In the past, I don't know. It's been a while since I hung out with Kevin Smith and all. But
yeah, so that was the movie with.
He's puffing up his face there, but
yeah. Okay, so check this out. I'm gonna read. I read this on Consumerist. Every so often, Southwest Airlines arbitrarily and incorrectly decides that someone is too fat to fly in a single seat. These are people who have regularly flown Southwest in the past and can fit themselves into one seat without a problem. Prior to now, none were cult celebrities with more than 1.5 million Twitter followers and a smartphone. So, when an air captain declared filmmaker Kevin Smith, quote, a safety risk.
A safety risk? What do you mean a safety risk?
He was too fat.
Like, too fat to, like, for the plane to get out of the sky?
I don't know. Basically, Kevin Smith tweeted that Southwest Airlines kicked him off a flight, purportedly because of his weight. Now, Southwest has responded, and, but yeah, Smith, the Southwest, okay, their Twitter rep apologized, as did the Vice President of Customer Relations, once the incident took Twitter by storm. Smith then took the opportunity to point out that the prompt apology was only because of his fame, and the same exact thing happens arbitrarily to other passengers who also shop in the plus-size section. Now, we all know that weight is an issue in the United States and abroad. And when I say abroad, I don't mean about, like, you know, a woman who's... Anyway, there's a whole slew of these kind of incidents reported on the Consumerist. And Southwest claims that it's because Mr. Smith purchased two seats on a flight from Oakland to Burbank, as he's been known to do. But then he decided to change plans and board earlier, flying standby, where only one seat was available. This is their cover, you know. Employees explained why the decision was made, accommodated Mr. Smith on a later flight, and issued him a $100 Southwest travel voucher for his inconvenience. Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. This Twitter is a good thing because it allows little people and not so little people, Kevin, because you have put on some weight, according to IMDb. Man, lay off them Twinkies, dude.
You're good, though, man.
It allows people to basically complain loud enough and be heard by enough people that some of these companies cannot get away with just pushing people around.
We're not going to take it. No, we're not going to take it. We're not going to take it anymore.
Yeah.
In related news, okay, we use Twitter. Who uses Facebook here?
I have Leviticus, a Facebook account. I don't really use it a whole lot.
What about MySpace? Do you guys remember MySpace?
Oh, that was that one collection of really, really, really bad, flashy, animated, freaking squirrels and junk with this. I remember MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace was really, really popular, and still is, according to some people. You know, like, there's 10 people. So, again, from the Consumerist, even Tom doesn't use MySpace anymore. And you remember when you set up your MySpace account? Your
very Tom first friend. Tom was your only friend.
Yeah, he was your very first friend. Well, yeah, apparently, Tom Anderson, co-founder of MySpace, who has served as the networking site's mascot throughout the ages, apparently is on the outs. TechCrunch reports MySpace no longer assigns Tom as your first friend when you sign up, and Tom hasn't logged on in weeks.
Wow.
When the founder of MySpace no longer uses MySpace, it's time to move on.
Yeah, I wonder what his status is on his Facebook page.
I was about to say, I'd like to see a link to his Facebook page. it seems Tom hasn't actually signed on to MySpace since January 24th, and his last status update was on Christmas Day.
You know, I'm kind of happy about that. I'm kind of giggly and giddy all.
Are you all a Twitter?
Yes, because Twitter? MySpace fell rapidly just shortly after being purchased by Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, really? I wasn't aware of that.
My plan is working. Next, Rasmussen Squirrel. All right.
Speaking of which, on dig.com, there's a picture of Teddy Roosevelt riding a moose across... He's riding a moose across a river.
Is there a flying squirrel?
There might actually be. If not, soon someone will Photoshop it in. Well, okay, here's another one. Uncle Milton offers whimsical customer service, replacement tadpole.
Huh?
I just love that title. Uncle Milton offers whimsical customer service, replacement tadpole.
It sounds like word salad to me. I think you need to take some more Thorazine.
Yeah. No, okay. Uncle Milton is a company that makes, like, okay, and Emmy has one of these. Look at this thing. It's a Yoda tadpole habitat. It's basically a little scene from Dagobah, from Star Wars, where Yoda lives, and mm-hmm. you send off, and they send you tadpoles, and you can raise tadpoles in this little Master Yoda Dagobah, so they're like Force-sensitive tadpoles. Really cool. Well, What? The house starts levitating. Size matters not. So, the young lady was raising tadpoles under the watchful eye of Master Yoda in her frog habitat at work when tragedy struck and one of the tadpoles suffered an early death. She emailed Uncle Milton, which is the name of the company, for help, and there's a very snarky, geeky email exchanged, which she shares on her live journal. And basically, Uncle Milton sent her a new tadpole. That's customer service. I'm just saying. Have you seen this little habitat?
No, I haven't. Did you hear about Microsoft root-rolling the BitTorrent users?
Yes, yes, I did.
This is reported on a Torrent Freak. According to the on-site Wi-Fi operators at Microsoft's Tech Ed Australia conference, abnormal levels of network consumption by some users led them to take action against BitTorrent by playing a little trick on the users identified as the most popular torrenters. How they did this was they did some interesting uses of some software, picked up on that they were trying to block the ports that BitTorrent uses, which is very difficult to do because you can just switch the ports. BitTorrent doesn't really care what ports you use. They tried thinking maybe we could block the tracker URLs, but that wasn't sufficient. So what they did was they quickly built a list of all the top torrent trackers from around and assigned them all in their local DNS resolver, the thing that says, you know,
yeah,
I want to go to yahoo.com. Oh, that really means 28.14. blah, blah, blah. It pointed them all to a local web server containing some Rickroll scripts. Rick Ashley videos. So, yes. Everybody who tried to download a torrent instead,
I gotta say, that's kind of awesome.
Never got let down. Never got gave up. Never got hurt.
You gotta admit, that's pretty cool. That sounds like something Live Labs would do and not like Microsoft proper. That's kind of neat. That's funny. And we do that here when we have some of our corporate clients. You know, they'd have problems with people going to eBay or going to MySpace too much, and they'll say, hey, you know, anybody going to MySpace, can you redirect them to the company webpage so that they get the picture that they're wasting
company resources.
Company time. Yeah. That's funny to me. Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, so, you know, something happened recently, and I don't...
It happens all the time.
It really does. Stuff happens all the time. But we had a bunch of computers come into the store that were just suddenly blue screening. And the customers couldn't figure out why. You know, why is my computer blue screening? What's going on? Now, you found something today that...
I haven't had a chance to read the article. I thought you had...
Let's make it up as we go along.
That would not be a deviation from the norm. According to Microsoft on Thursday, they confirmed that the blue screen of death issues that affected a slew of users after the latest patch of patches on Patch Tuesday...
Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled...
Yes, patches, on Tuesdays, because that's when you pick the patches. There was widespread speculation after these patch releases that simply installing MS-10-015 update would cause your computer to BSOD. I mean, yes.
You may fire when ready.
You'd get a blue screen, your system would crash. And a lot of people have been complaining. We had a lot of people come here. We would scratch our heads and go, no, yeah, it's not the update. Your computer has a rootkit. Microsoft has confirmed that if your computer locks up after having this update installed, it's the result of the Allurion rootkit infection. Your machine has been taken over. It's got the funk. And I don't mean like, you know, the James Brown funk.
Get
I mean
on up.
The stuff under your toenails after a week of wearing dirty gym socks funk.
You had to.
Yeah.
So,
if your computer is mysteriously blue screening, bring it to that computer store. We may be able to help you out. Get you cleaned up. Get rid of the funk.
And maybe give you some George Clinton MP3s, you know. Okay, that is all for this segment of That Computer Show, broadcasting live from thatcomputershow.net. We will be back after the break with more news of the normal, weird, and wild, so stay tuned and sit tight. That Computer Show will be right back.
Hot dog, Armor hot dog. What kind of kids eat Armor hot dog?
club. I'm a hot dog, and I did love to fight. Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go.
The cheesecake made you greedy, but your aching head and stomach hear this message from Old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those Speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. It's only as directed. Oh, what a relief.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
Another public service announcement from Brill Cream. Men, beware. Use one dab of Brill Cream. Just a little dab makes your hair look excitingly clean, disturbingly healthy. This man dared to use two dabs. Now he's in trouble. We refuse to be responsible.
Brill Cream, Brill Cream, Brill Cream. Brill Cream, a little dab will do ya. Brill Cream, you look so better there. Brill Cream, the gals will all pursue ya. They'll love to get their fingers in your hair.
From San Francisco comes...
Rice, a-roni, the San Francisco treat. Rice, a-roni, the flavor can't be beat.
One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice, Aroni, the San Francisco treat.
Rice Aroni, the delicious break from potatoes, now in six fabulous flavors.
One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice Aroni, the San Francisco treat.
Meow, 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 meow.
Mix from Purina, the cat food with three separate flavors in one package. Three flavors that cats love best: tuna, liver, and chicken. Meow Mix tastes so good, cats ask for it by name.
Meow. It's the Onion Radio News. A stunned nation mourns as French steward survives a plane crash. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Americans reacted with shock and grief to news of the survival of Third Rock from the Sun star French Stewart, who sustained only minor injuries yesterday when a chartered plane carrying the actor and 14 others nosed down shortly after takeoff. Regular television viewer Cheryl Ross was deeply affected by the tragedy.
Of course I feel good for the rest of the passengers and the crew, but my God, French Stewart... he has so many years ahead of him.
While hopes the actor will ever be found dead fade, negotiations are underway with Caribbean authorities to strand Stewart for several years on the tiny uninhabited island of Torbado near the Mexican coast. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that computer show is back on the air, and I am about to make it worth your while to have been one of the people, or animals, or protozoa, listening to us live on February 20th, 2010, because today, ladies and gentlemen, is Free Pretzel Day.
Free Pretzel? What?
Yes, it is Free Pretzel Day.
That's the best news I've heard all day.
Wait, it gets better.
Where do I go to get free pretzels? I want a pretzel right
where
now.
Where is the best place to get a pretzel? There's a pretzel shop in the mall? What is that place called? Auntie Anne's, perhaps?
Yeah.
Yes, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m.,
Free as Kyle shuts the show down. Free pretzel day.
Can we go?
Yes, we can go.
Field trip.
Annie Ann's free pretzel day. Yay.
Our first catch of the day.
Good. Our first catch of the day. Sir, Rebel pretzels are coming into view. Okay. Did you know he's going to redo the Star Wars movies?
Yeah.
Did we talk about this already? Have I griped about this?
Lucas?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say about it. Oh, man.
He's going to redo it in 3D Avatar style. So it's either going to be awesome or stupid.
Like, is he going to, like, totally refilm it?
No, I don't. Although at some point, I'm sure that's going to happen.
Does he know that Mark Hamill is all grown up now?
I think that they're going to use a CG process to artificially refilm it in 3D. I don't know. I really
can
don't
Can they use
know.
A CG process to make Mark Hamill not such a whiny...
No, he's just that whiny. I was going to go to Tashi Station to pick up some power converters.
I am your father.
No! What? Oh, don't be my father! Yeah, they're doing all of them. But here's the real bad news. They're going to release them, quote, in order.
Oh, yes. You griped about this last week.
Did I? Or last show, because we didn't have the show last week.
That's what I meant. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm angry.
Cue crickets.
Anyway. Okay, so we've talked about the iPad and how awesome it is, right? Oh, wait, sorry, I misread that. We talked about the iPad and how awesome it's going to be to not get one, right?
Yeah,
so HP has responded to iPad fans by the fuller-featured slate for the same price. The only flaw in this was it was presented by Steve Ballmer.
You know you want it! Only $99!
That's funny.
Oops.
Yeah. Basically, the HP slate, full-on version of Windows 7, as well as a cellular connection, for less than $630. I don't know anything else about it other than it's already going to be better than
Watch
the iPad.
As the HP slate integrates this Ferrari into this Lotus Note document. Wow!
If anybody knows what Chris is talking about, please call in.
Our number is 555-5555.
Did you know that warp speed is while it may be possible, will be fatal? Did you hear this? I think someone needs to lynch this scientist. Really.
He's ruining my dreams.
Star Trek.
Yeah. Okay. Got a scientist here who explains that when the Starship Enterprise is traveling at the speed of light or faster, hydrogen atoms are unavoidable space mines, probably taking a second or less to kill Captain Kirk, Bones, Spock, and all of the others.
Have shields.
They do have shields.
Don't they understand how warp drive works?
No, he doesn't.
It warps space-time. You travel right. In that wave.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Molecules are pushed out of the way by a wave in space-time.
Yeah. Now, actually, I think, interestingly enough, he's not talking about warp speed. I think he's talking about sub-warp speeds. Yeah, impulse speeds, because it says, as the spacecraft reached 99.9999998% the speed of light, hydrogen atoms would seem to reach a staggering 7 tera-electron volts, which for the crew would be like standing in front of the Large Hadron Collider beam.
That wouldn't hurt. I mean, it would go right through you.
Yeah, but apparently the hydrogen molecules traveling at that speed would just punch a hole right through you, and it would suck.
But the hole would be one atom in diameter, would it not?
Yeah, but I think there'd be so many of them that it would suck.
Hmm.
Okay, so I think we can all agree here on that computer show that this guy is a dumbhead. He's just a dumbhead, and
I don't like your science.
I wish you were never born.
You're just a phony.
I think your science is
beam me
dumb.
Up, Scotty. Beam me up.
Now, I think I'm going to send this to LeVar Burton.
See what he thinks.
Yeah, see what he thinks. Don't take my word for it. But dun. Actually, and I wanted to congratulate LeVar. I got a Twitter from him last night, because, you know, we're friends on Twitter, obviously. I'm slowly but surely getting the entire cast of Heroes and the Star Trek on my Twitter. I don't know why, but...
Are you going to get Siler, the good Siler now?
He is. No, he is on my Twitter. He's a really nice guy in real life.
He's not actually, cutting your head off with his finger.
And actually, he's a twofer because he now is a Star Trek and Heroes. He is the tie that binds.
He's the ultimate bad guy and the ultimate dry humor Spock. Yeah. Who's
pure energy.
Yeah.
So anyway, LeVar Burton, he just got cast in a new pilot for NBC. And I wanted to congratulate him. Yeah, that's the picture. Anyway, so
it looks
congratulations.
Like he's saying $99 right
congratulations,
there.
Congratulations, LeVar, on being cast in that pilot, man. You really deserve it, and I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
What pilot? I'm sorry, I missed it.
I can't remember what the pilot's called, and I don't have Twitter on this computer. But I will post it because
get Digsby.
Yeah, I don't care about
Digsby. Anyway. Digsby's great. I get Twitter, Facebook, IM, all in one app. It's great. And I can do video chat. It's pretty cool stuff. I've talked about it several times on the
show. Yeah, and I do kind of dig Digsby, but I just don't really like Twitter that much. The only reason I Twitter is because of Matt and LeVar, and there's a couple others that I'm friends with. But, you know, anyway. So, we forgot to talk about this. Hulu may start charging a subscription fee on the iPad.
We didn't forget. We're just not really happy about it. It's on the iPod. It's on the iPad, so it's like insignificant news. It's like,
well, you know, everybody loves Hulu. One of the problems with Hulu is it's really not making enough money.
I don't really love Hulu. I'm probably like the one person who doesn't really love Hulu, and I can tell you why.
Why? Because of the with Boxy, that whole thing.
Well, that's one thing.
Okay,
that's one of the reasons, and that's a very important reason. The other is you never really get the HD versions of those shows. If I go directly to the website of the show, I almost always get an HD version.
Yeah, okay. That
Hulu is kind of hard to search, too. It mixes in the clips with the shows.
Yeah.
If I want to watch an episode of Family Guy, I type in Family Guy and go to shows and search and click on Family Guy. And instead of seeing shows, the whole episodes of Family Guy, I click on one that looks interesting. And I get like 5 minute little clip, a little teaser of like, you know, Brian getting kicked out and shacking up with Quagmire. Really funny episode, by the way. But you see that 5 minutes, and it's done. You're like, well, I want to know what happens.
So the iPad doesn't support Flash.
I want to know what happens to the prostitute that got kicked out in the snow.
I want to know why the iPad doesn't support Flash. I don't understand this.
Oh, I can tell you two reasons why the iPad does not support Flash.
One,
One is Steve Jobs is an arrogant, insert four-letter expletive. And he does...
Dude. He's an arrogant dude.
Yeah, he's an arrogant dude with spelled with the letter F. And...
food? That's a...
Anyway,
yeah.
So, and he's got a little thing against Adobe. The second thing is, and this is probably the more important reason, and this is a little bit more sinister, Flash is a great framework for developing web-based applications. Look at Adobe Air. It's going to revolutionize what we think of as an app. Is it a web app? Is it an app on my phone? Right now, Apple has complete control over what applications you run on your iPod, iPhone, and your iPad slate thing. If they allow Flash on these devices, they lose that control. You can then run any free version of that app in Flash. There's Flash games, there's Flash video players, there's Flash this, Flash that.
There's a new version of the Super Mario Brothers game for Flash.
Exactly.
Super Mario 63?
So, yeah, that's probably the biggest reason.
And that makes
also,
a lot of sense.
Steve Jobs, you know, touted that the iSlate or iPad, I keep wanting to call it the iSlate because that's what it was going to be called, was that with Flash support, it would cut the battery life to 1.5 hours, which I'm finding hard to believe because...
What?
The mobile version of Flash would not do that to your phone.
Yeah.
So.
And that's assuming you were using a Flash app the whole time.
And I'm pretty sure that if you ran a video on the iPad, just full screen, full res video.
Yeah, you're not
going
to get 27 hours of video.
You'll get probably about an hour and a half.
You get 27 hours of battery life if you turn the screen all the way down and put it in a room and walk away.
Oh, but careful. Don't walk in and out of a warm room into a cold room. Or cold outside, back and forth, more than a couple of times, or the internal sensor that detects whether your phone has gotten wet, will go off.
Oh, you read that study?
Yeah. I have it here somewhere on one of the 1,500 tabs I've got open in Firefox.
While you're looking for that, I want to talk about something cool I saw on device.
Here it is.
Okay.
The iPhone Liquid Sensor. A Polish website. Yes, they have websites in Poland.
And sausage. Sometimes at the same time.
Mm. They ran an experiment that proves the poor reliability of the liquid contact sensor. Basically, it's a little thing inside your phone that detects whether or not you got your phone wet, your iPhone wet. What they did is they stuck an iPhone in a box, which is the best place for an iPhone, and with no water, no moisture inside, with no liquid inside the box, took the box outside for 1 hour at negative 11 degrees Celsius. That's cold Fahrenheit for you out there in United States land. They moved it inside at room temperature for 24 hours, then repeated the process 3 times. And then the LCI little sensor said, "You got me wet." It turned red, which voids the warranty on the iPhone just by taking it into a cold room. Or, yeah. So take that, Steve Jobs.
Yeah, sorry, Steve Jobs, take that, man.
Stick that in your turtleneck.
He's a food. Yeah, that's our new word for it. I got something cool that puts the Star Trek guy. Somebody needs to beat that dude up. The Atlas V, I'm going to feel really bad when the next week we report that guy got beaten up. And then I'm going to have to write someone a check. Atlas V launch video captures a sonic boom in stunning clarity. Now, we've all seen
sonic boom
on movies how they have, yeah, and in Street Fighter, how when there's a sonic boom, how it like, you know, does that cool thing, and it's a boom, a sonic boom. In the game, but in real life, no. So, anyway, NASA kicked off the Solar Dynamics Observatory mission on Friday the 11th, launching the SDO spacecraft, which will be keeping a close eye on the sun for the next 5 years. Blah, blah, blah. An Atlas V.
I thought you weren't supposed to look at the sun in your eye.
It uses a webcam from Pennsylvania.
Oh. Yeah. Mom told me if I did that, I would go blind.
Some teacher might be looking.
You will temporarily.
They might go blind.
Okay.
So, yeah. So
don't look at the sun with your own eyes. Get a webcam.
Yeah, get
and stick it in an Atlas V rocket.
From Pennsylvania. So, the Atlas V rocket took off, blah, 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 blah. Now, what's cool is, on this video, at about 2 minutes, there's a sonic boom.
Sonic boom.
Sonic boom! And you can see it, and it looks, I'm going to use a letter of the alphabet, effing amazing. It looks awesome. Have you seen it?
No.
Come look. Where's the boom?
I want to see the sound.
Okay, I'm going to turn the sound on because I really want Chris to see this, and I really want you at home to see it too. So, listen.
Look real close at your stereos.
Okay. Hold on. Here it comes. Here it comes.
We're watching the boom.
Okay, and then
something appears to. Whoa!
You see it?
That's trippy.
Look, you can see it. Whoa, 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 whoa.
It looks like dropping something into a thing of water.
It's like the sky ripples. Now, this can't be real because this looks as cool as it does in the movies. It is awesome. That's what we just saw.
Yeah, we converted video to sound for you. For the very first time, you got to see something
with your ears.
Via internet radio.
Yeah.
So, yeah. How'd you like that?
That's so cool. Anyway,
as Steven watches that over and over and over again.
You need in a minute, I'll let you see. I'm going to pause it. Oh, we only have 1 minute left. Crap. Okay, I just wasted the last part of the show.
Okay, I've got some kind of important news for those who want to buy an iPhone. Or
an iPad or iPhone?
iPhone.
Oh, iPhone, okay.
Or a RIM BlackBerry. Kodak wants to ban the import of said devices because it apparently violates certain patents they own regarding digital imaging. So, yeah. Kodak wants to ban your iPhone.
Wow. I want to ban your iPhone, too, but for entirely different reasons. But I'm going to let you keep the iPhone because you can download Yowza on your Android. The app is called Wear on an Android or on a Palm phone. You can download Yowza directly on the iPhone. Get free game time at that computer store. It's awesome. And that is all for this episode of That Computer Show. We'll be back next week with more of That Computer Show Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hit us up during the week at thatcomputershow.net to get downloads, blog posts, past episodes, The Secret to Eternal Life, and how to pronounce Chinese.
The Secret to Eternal Life is in a jellyfish.
What?
A jellyfish.
Is it?
Yeah, there's a jellyfish that will live forever.
So
it turns itself back into a baby.
We're going to talk about that. Okay, don't forget to follow us on Twitter, blah, blah, blah. Look us up. TCS Joe is our nick. Until next week, this is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you have been listening to That Computer Show. Say it with me, Chris. Ready?
It never gets to have sex, though.
That Computer Show never
gets to have sex. The jellyfish.
Turn the mics off, please. Scroll it, close it, click it, cross it, crack it, touch, update it, name it, read it, tweet it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, ring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, read it, stop, format it, buy it, use it, break it.